Brian Pijanowski spends a lot of time listening in a rainforest in Borneo.
I tell people, it's like, I've got the greatest job in the world. I've been sitting out here with a microphone. Gosh, what a cool thing to be doing.
Pijanowski doesn't want to be the only one having all the fun, and that's part of the idea behind his global soundscape project. Now, Pijanowski and his colleagues have developed a mobile app so that people around the world can record and upload the sounds of their own little corners of the planet.
They're building a database of sounds around the world, but they're also helping us scientists understand how society connects to the planet through this acoustic link that I think is really important.
The internet brims with nature photographs, but it's a little too quiet for Pijanowski.
What we want to do is liven it up and bring nature in and its fascinating glory, which I think is just sound.
Pijanowski has cataloged thousands of sounds, from naturalist Aldo Leopold's shack in Wisconsin to a spring thunderstorm in central Indiana to the rainforest of Borneo. And come Earth Day, he's hoping for a million more. For WFYI News, I'm Michelle Johnson.